You can bring up whatever you want here as we launch into the second hour of the program. Phone lines are 855-453. That's toll-free, and it's brought to you by SACL, CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Tonight, here with you, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to go back to your calls here, back to your thoughts. Tom had another issue that he wanted to discuss besides the Occupy movement. So go ahead, Tom.
Thank you. I'm really appreciative that you helped me over. And thank you, Julia and gentlemen.
All right, go ahead,
now,
sir.
What I really wanted to speak of, I listened to the podcast the other night, which was very interesting. You had a gentleman on that was a farmer, and he was speaking of the Monsanto seeds, and he was very well spoken in his farming perspective.
I was also listening to this, and I thought it was really interesting call and conversation.
Same here. Yeah. It was Bill.
And I look at it like this, all right? I am a farmer, all right? I don't smoke pot anymore. I've given it up. I don't know why, but it just did. Might go back someday. But I'm a former grower. And in the culture of growing, we try to stay pure. And the bottom line is when it gets polluted with other seed, you will never get the pure back. And that's kind of what inspired me to speak of this. When we start to dilute it, whether it's genetically or whatever, we will never, ever get that pure seed back again unless somebody preserves it. And we don't know where that's going. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what made me think about that. You know, I understand from a farmer's perspective and from us humans, we need food. Let's make the best we can. And I totally agree. Free market deserves, you know, all rights. But once we lose the pure seed, it's gone. It's the same thing with the marijuana. When we keep crossbreeding it to get this, the good skunk weed, as they call it, because it grows fast, it grows short term, we lose all the original what we had. It will never be back again because it's now cross-pollinated. It's gone.
Well, you can always grow inside, and that'll prevent cross-pollination.
Actually, you can preserve the old seeds, and if you want to get it back, then you plant the pure plants and then get seeds from those plants and propagate them again. I mean, they have seed banks all around the world, right?
Oh, I agree. But the problem is, like, say, for instance, it's a good point. The seed banks are in Holland, okay? And they have been cross-pollinated to get the best grow potential that you can, which is fine, and it's okay, kick ass, but you lose all the original, and who knows where that's going to go. So anyway, that's just one topic.
I don't know, man. I like the pot I smoked today as much as I liked it 10 years ago.
All right, well, you know, again, I'm just bringing up
I'm just not a connoisseur or whatever.
Oh no, I'm using the pot example as I'm talking about food. Okay, yeah. I'm using the pot example to bring up the food example that the people that have against it, that, hey, once we lose the original seed.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I don't know if it's, I mean, Mark, you said you're doing some farming at your house.
Pot plants.
You've got some tomato plants, though, and they're very delicious. I've had them. I don't know where the seeds come from, and to me, I really don't care. All I care about is how it tastes.
A friend of ours handed us some heirloom seeds, some different varieties. We planted them.
Heirloom?
Heirloom means that you can take. It's not a hybrid, and it's not a genetically modified.
So it's
plant.
An original, like Tom's talking about here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I, you know, what Tom's saying is that you want to go back to the original, which of course at that point, corn was this little sort of grain on the end of a grass. I mean, one of the things that they've done in order to make the bounty better is to cross-pollinate, you know, make different types of seeds. So.
Yeah, and thank goodness for it. Tom, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. We've got Dave on the line in California. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, Dave. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, how you doing? Sorry to change gears on you guys, but I guess...
No, it's Free Talk Live. You can do that. Go ahead.
I've called a couple of times and interested in your ideas. Could I set up a little scenario and ask questions about it?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll use Ian, but really anyone. Say if Ian borrows some money from somebody that he doesn't know very well, and like a bank, and of course he could use his house as collateral, which would probably be standard, but also I was wondering if he would be willing to pay for an insurance policy against any breach.
A breach of contract?
Like the contract. If they didn't follow through or you didn't follow through with, you know, the provisions of the contract, is that something that you'd be interested in, you know, if it's a reasonable price?
So the question is if I breach the contract or if they breach the contract.
No matter what, a company would provide the service of adjudicating the contract and then even executing the provisions of the contract. Both, now, most likely as the borrower, you would pay, but, you know, it could be negotiable, but the transaction would be insured against either one of you, which is
rare. I think there's a market for contract insurance out there, sure.
Okay. Now, what would happen if, Ian, if you decided to use that same piece of property with another company? What problems would we run onto there? I mean, you know, it's a totally different company.
You mean if I were to sublease the property or in what way use it?
Actually, you'd be, I hate to use you as an example, but you'd be kind of like a scoundrel in this scenario. And if you would go out unbeknownst to the bank, the one lender, and you would go and use that same piece of property that you own, but you use it for another contract. Is it
collateralize two loans with the same piece of contract unbeknownst to the two the loaners, right?
Right. Yeah,
okay. So I see what you mean. Put the property up as collateral on two contracts.
In this case, what you would find is probably organizations like TransUnion or Equifax or that kind of thing. They'd be looking at you know, who did what with what piece of property. I mean, you know, there'd probably be a better system for defining property than what we have today in a government monopoly system where you have to go through the, you know, register of deeds or whatever in your town, because, you know, the property I have up here is like 40 rods to the west to the old oak tree formerly owned by Blackie Smith, 40, then proceeds 130 rods to the north to the stone, the gravestone of Pearl Huskins. I mean, it's really just that awful. And, you know, they probably would have something like, there's a pen at latitude, you know, 39.454, you know, dot whatever, to 39, whatever. They'd have, you know, pin marks in the ground where, you know, latitudes and longitudes would tell directly where this piece of property was on the globe. And then when somebody started using, you know, plots that were inside that piece of property to collateralize other loans, then that would send up red flags and the companies that, you know.
But I mean, what I'm saying, though, is it sounds like, Mark, there would be kind of some company that would just oversee other you know, people's transactions. And most likely, you know, Ian could be, you know, in two different locations and nobody would be the wiser. And I was just, my proposal is, wouldn't there be a benefit to have at least one you know, court or one company in a geographical area for these problems that we're talking
I don't think necessarily about. That's the case. I think the companies could do business with organizations, because if I was a loaner and I did this for a living and I loaned money to people who against their property, I want to know what you're talking. I want to know whether or not what you're talking about is happening. So, you know, there's an opening in the marketplace for somebody to do business. I'm going to provide the details to the company that would, you know, that would collect this information so that I can then get that information otherwise. You know, if they're doing business, I mean, these companies are going to collect this information.
Yeah.
And
there are three
companies currently that report your credit score. Somehow or another, we don't need just one to do it.
Well, and there are also companies that will do title checks and things like that before you buy a house to make sure the title is clear. But, but there could certainly be clearinghouses of that information that are not run by the government.
Right. No, I think those are good points. My question, though, is when it finally gets down to it, when someone has to physically go out and take property that's being promised to someone and physically take that property and give it to the person, it is rare. You know, most people follow through with their contract, which is good, because most people are good.
Well, that's why they have repo men in the marketplace for people that default on agreements. The repo man comes in and takes things back. And if it's in the contract that they can do that and you dispute it, then you can go to arbitration and solve the problem there. More coming up. Thanks for the call, Dave. It's Free Talk Live.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life, a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak.
Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You will never be able to change what you talk about if you don't change your thoughts. We are thinking most of the time, of course, and those private thoughts are known as self-talk. We actually talk to ourselves far more than we talk to anyone else. Throughout the day, our thoughts determine our level of joy just as surely as our words do. So I'd like you to take a few minutes right now and inventory just what you've been thinking or self-talking about so far today. Our self-talk affects not only our joy level, but also our peace and even our physical energy. Don't forget that we can eat the words that we speak. So let's at least be wise enough not to keep eating poison and thinking it won't harm us. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features on the site. Listening options are included. We have live streams, as well as our radio stations, over 110 of them listed on our site that you can tune into across the country at various different times throughout the week. There's the satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard all 7 nights per week, the webcam, and more. Listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. Learn how to get tuned in there. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins. If you don't know what bitcoins are, then goes to weusecoins.org. They're an online internet currency that's peer-to-peer and open source, and I believe they're going to change the world. If you do know what Bitcoins are, listen to this. There's a new Bitcoin website out there. It's called blockchain.info, and blockchain.info is an online Bitcoin wallet. They also have apps for Android and jailbroken iPhones. And thanks to fancy encryption techniques, blockchain never has access to your money. In fact, they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving. With a blockchain wallet, you can even send Bitcoins via email to your Facebook friends or to anyone's cell phone number or just about any country around the world. And this really changes the Bitcoin game. Now people don't have to have had downloaded a Bitcoin wallet in order to do business with you. You can send Bitcoins right to their cell phone or to their Facebook or to their email or whatever. They offer all that for free at blockchain.info. You can go get your wallet today, blockchain.info.
All right, let's continue here. We'll bring up, or you can bring up whatever you want, and let's go to Jack, listening in Houston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jack.
It's actually Zach.
Oh, sorry about that, Zach.
It's a heck now, soldier.
Thank you. I was actually calling, I guess it was two callers ago, that was talking about the Occupy movement. And,
yes, sir.
And he kind of led into some pod stuff that I want to touch on, too. But the thing with the Occupy movement is I consider myself an anarcho-capitalist, but I disagree with a lot of the stuff that was going on there. But at least for me, I'm also a veteran. I got back in 2009, so it was kind of I had started really getting into, widening my philosophy, rather, I guess, when the whole Occupy movement came on. To me, it was a great test of what exactly is public property. And so to that effect, I think at least anybody that was really paying attention to it, it helped a lot of people. Even if you didn't necessarily agree with some of the rhetoric that was being thrown around. So I think anybody that kind of looks down on any challenge of state to a certain degree, needs to look at a lot of the stuff that was going on within that movement to see what it was, see what it was kind of all about. There was definitely people that were misguided, that were obviously asking for more state intervention while being mad about state intervention. But I think there was a lot more to be seen from it.
I think that the private property, like you're talking about the public property, I thought the same thing, too. Like, that's what came to my mind when I look at the Occupy movement. But I'm curious, were you an anarcho-capitalist before the Occupy movement last year?
Yes.
Because you and I have a different perspective on that, I think. I don't think most people think, they don't think, hey, this is public property. For us, the answer is everything should be private. There shouldn't be public property, and this is why. But I think that they are thinking about it completely differently. And they is not all of them. I know that there are lots of different people in the Occupy movement, but I think the majority of them is thinking about it like, hey, this is public property. We need everything to be public, but we need to be in control.
Definitely. I think there is that. I just think that it can be, at least for the most part, for people that were kind of, share more of the true free market perspective and the voluntarist and things like that, I think there's definitely a way that it can be used as an example for that philosophy rather than it just being an absolute, oh, these guys were a bunch of, these guys were just a bunch of communists and socialists and blah, 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 blah. Just being kind of spun off on that Fox News kind of.
Yeah, I agree with you about looking and finding the positives with the movement, and because I think they are there. And one of our callers earlier,
interesting, they're as interesting as the diggers from the 17th century. There's some people that went on to public land. Why haven't you studied this, Ian? Why don't you know who these important people are and who built foundations in our society? Because they weren't that important. They went on to public land and they started attempting to grow crops on the king's land.
Like Anarcho Jesse did here at the Central Square in Keene a few years ago.
Right, so they have a lot of parallels to the diggers, and this was a groundswell movement. But, ultimately, I don't know what Occupy accomplished. And if they couldn't stick together through winter, I mean, when they said that we're going to stay here until we fix things or it gets too cold, it got too cold and they left. I mean,
they didn't come back when it got warm enough either.
Not really impressed.
Now they're back again on the same day right before it's going to get cold again.
I guess I'm just not impressed by them.
As sad as it is, and now I'm almost changing gears on it, as sad as it is, it's like one of those things, too, that a lot of them, at least I think here in Houston as well, started kind of working together with some of the public officials after it happened. To where it was almost like they got as angry. I guess kind of one of those things that I'm only angry at the government until they let me in kind of thing.
I see where you're coming from. Interesting observations, Jack. Thanks for sharing tonight. I appreciate it.
Zach.
Oh, darn it. Zach. Thanks. Appreciate that, too. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. But one of the callers earlier who was complaining about Occupy had said that his phrase was something to the effect of, well, from everything I've seen, then he went on to say that they're all a bunch of liberals. And, you know, that's understandable if everything you've seen is what you've seen reported or heard reported on, say, conservative talk radio or mainstream media. But that, you know, a statement like that suggests that the person has not actually been to an Occupy, has not actually, you know, interacted with some of these people.
And what I found at Occupy were some people willing to listen and a lot of people willing to talk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the people willing to talk had all the answers on how to fix things. And the majority of the people that I heard giving answers, those answers were what I would call of a liberal bend. But there certainly were some people there interested in having conversations with you. And, you know, I mean, maybe that's a place to go and have some conversations if that's what you want to do.
For me, that's what it was about.
But I didn't think that they were going to accomplish anything from the beginning.
No, of course not. I mean, protest movements never really accomplish anything. They make people feel good for a little while. I mean, they don't accomplish anything. When I say they don't accomplish anything, I mean from the wider perspective of changing public policy in any sort of pro anything, in any significant manner. But what they do accomplish is they bring people together. They allow people to feel like they're doing something significant. Maybe they are a first step for a number of people on the road to a larger influence of or larger interaction with the world of activism. You know, a lot of the people, whether it's Tea Party or Occupy, they got out, they waved some signs, they met some people who were of a similar mindset as they, and they felt good about themselves. And to some extent, that's a good thing. To some extent, there's value there.
Did it have to see somebody doing something.
Right. Did it have an effect on Washington, D.C.? No.
It shows resolve.
How are you going to have an effect on Washington, D.C.? If you've got an idea there, love to hear that. 855-453, but there's more to say. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. And speaking of SACL CAI, it's something you need to know about if you're running a business.
That's right. If they handle accounts receivable, whatever the issues you have with accounts receivable, and I don't know a business that doesn't. SACL CAI can handle them. They can handle them with respect. They know that not only do you need to collect your money, but you need to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, they handle it for you. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
Let's continue here. You can bring up anything on your mind. 855-450-FREE. We go to William listening in Dallas. You're on Free Talk Live. William.
Hey, have you guys talked about Apple lately?
We've mentioned that they're suing Samsung in a ridiculous lawsuit over...
It's already over.
Did they win?
Yes. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, my God, yeah. Samsung got trashed over round corners on their tablet.
Oh, my God. Does that mean they have to take their product off the market?
This is a huge settlement. I think that the product probably at this point, it's that issue's passed.
Jeez. Go ahead, William. What about it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was tempted to hear a while back to call in and just complain about Apple. I'm not a big fan of Apple, period. And I thought it was funny on your Bitcoin advertisement a while ago, you said something about a jailbroke. You can use a Bitcoin app on a jailbroken Apple iPhone, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yep.
And that's one of the reasons for that is because doesn't the Apple prevent you from getting, they don't want you to download the Bitcoin software?
Oh, I think it probably just has more to do with, I don't think it's necessarily that Apple is against Bitcoin. I think it just has more to do with the fact that Apple is has a kind of a centralized control method for the software that is available for their phone. And please, if there's people out there that know the system better than I do, feel free to call and correct me if I get this wrong at 855-450-FREE. But unlike the Android marketplace where anyone can offer software, as I understand it, because I've downloaded software that I was not good software. Apple vets the software that comes through the Apple distribution system, and so therefore, if there's no Bitcoin software available, it must be because it hasn't made it through the vetting process for whatever reason. I don't know what those reasons are. Obviously, I'm not the programmer, so I can't comment on that. But, you know, when you're getting software through Android, you can kind of do the vetting in that you look at the software, see how many downloads it has, read the comments, read what people think about the software, and then, you know, make the decision to download it or not. Whereas Apple is doing all of the vetting, and so all of the stuff that's available it's got their kind of their stamp on it, if you will. Sort of like how back when, I don't know if you ever had a Nintendo, but back in the day, Nintendo cartridges would always have the Nintendo seal of approval on there. Well, those were cartridges that had been vetted through Nintendo and had literally gotten their seal of approval to be able to be marketed as official NES cartridges. But you could buy off-brand cartridges. You could buy, like, this obscure, like, Bible carts and things like that, stuff that Nintendo would
not
approve.
They had them for Atari 2600, too.
Yeah, they had those as well. They had, like, porn games for the Atari 2600.
I wouldn't know.
That doesn't seem very exciting.
No,
but somebody bought them, and they, you know, they had them, and like you would ejaculate in the porn game as what you were shooting at the aliens or something like that.
Isn't that clever?
Yeah. So there have always been these sort of off-brand things, but you can't do that with Apple phones unless you've jailbroken the phone, and then you can install whatever you want.
Yeah. One reason why I was mentioning this, like I kind of have a cartoon hatred for Apple. And it's because of my own experience using their products. And
you said you have a cartoon hatred?
Yes. For Apple products.
Somebody Sam, ooh, that rabbit makes me so mad. Like that kind of cartoon hatred?
I'm telling you, you know, like, I'll put it this way. I went from zero on a PC, I went from zero to an advanced user in about 4 months. On Apple, I went from zero to about, you know, very, very below novice level on Apple of a year and a half research and all that kind of stuff. But
you're saying Apple was harder for you to learn than
yes.
than Windows?
Yeah.
I would have thought that the claim was is that they were easier to use than Windows.
Well, I tried very hard.
I have to say,
maybe I'm an idiot. I mean, that could be the case.
I'm not making that claim. For me, I went from being sort of mildly not interested in Apple products myself to seeing this story. And, you know, I'm not going to claim to be the most informed person on this story, but just, you know, it made me want to vomit the ruling that the jury had.
It was a jury case?
Yes.
Wow.
Some of these companies have to protect whatever they have to protect, but, you know, when I saw a Google video where, you know, Apple wins based on round corners on their tablet or something like that, I'm just, like,
insane.
So disgusted.
Intellectual property.
The way that, you know, these things are protected, and it just made me not ever want to get involved with Apple in any way.
Hey, but, yeah, and that's a tiny reason. I mean, what I have is reason 371 not to get one, but I read an article today, and maybe now y'all making me wonder if y'all haven't heard about it. I'm wondering if it was a legitimate story. But from what I understand, Apple is shooting for a patent that will allow the Apple Internet. You know, like if you have an iPhone or whatever, let's just talk about iPhone. If you have it near a quote unquote sensitive area, it will disable the camera. And wireless and internet, and I'm sitting here trying to think, like, how is that helping the customer? You know, if I'm trying to sell you a product,
it's helping the government.
Yeah, basically, the Apple will allow police departments to have some kind of disable the iPhone app.
That's
and that
scary.
Was the other thing that you know,
to disable the cameras
is,
on the
disables
iPhone.
The cameras and connectivity, so you can't tweet from protests or something like that,
or record
you
police
know.
Abuse.
Right. I mean, you know, what kind of service is that to a citizen or a customer? Because it's not a service to either. And any company that
Sick.
Would collude with a government to do this. I mean, try to imagine for a second this isn't about the United States government, and I don't think it necessarily is, but imagine it's the government of Miramar or Egypt or Iran. That is the total tyrannical bullcrap, and I can't believe Apple would be involved in it.
Well,
yeah, I'm not surprised, Apple. Maybe
Google
not because
would probably
I've
do it, too.
I don't think they would.
Yeah,
I think Google is slightly not as bad.
Google just told some government agency to go take a long walk off a short pier.
In what area?
I'm going to have to look it up.
I'm curious about that because obviously they're helping China, you know, censor their internet.
The only reason they were helping China censor their internet, and they claimed the reason they did that. I mean, you know, it's an apology, but they claim the reason they did that is so that they could get in and provide information to people.
I get it. Yeah, look, I get it. I agree with you that Apple's more objectionable, though.
That's a little different, you know. But you know, the thing is, you know, imagine if you're at a traffic stop and the officer has that whatever signal to turn off your camera and your internet and all that. I mean, I don't know.
That's
scary.
It's more likely to be implemented at the protest level rather than at a traffic stop. But in theory,
why not? If it works, it works.
In theory, it could be. I share your concerns, William. I thank you for the call tonight, sir.
Why would any police agency at all not want to have these things running around full time in their police cruisers and any other place that they can get?
Well, we don't know what the mechanism is to shut that down.
I don't
down.
Either. I'm just imagining it's some kind of broadcast device.
We don't know what that is. It may be that they have to address a certain area with software, and you have to request it in advance.
They may.
So who knows how easy that is to implement at this point, but it is there. And you know, one of the first things I learned about Apple that I didn't like, because I was using them in high school, where the school board had a deal with Apple to basically load the school up with Macintoshes in every single room. So that was my experience with Apple. And when I learned about them, I learned that they cost a lot of money.
That's just offensive, Ian.
You look at the if you look at what you get for an Apple product versus what you would pay for a Windows machine or a Linux machine, you're going to be paying more.
I found Apple users have that they're happy with the amount of money that they spend on their Apple products, and so as far as the cost goes, if they're happy with it, I'm happy with it. My problem is their relationship with coercive governments, and it seems to be far too cozy.
Well, I'm a computer geek. I like to build my own computers, and you can't do that with
Apple. You can make a Hackintosh.
You can make a Hackintosh now, but for the longest time, that was not possible. Now it is possible, but it's iffy. You know, you're going to possibly run into some issues doing that. 855-453, that's a hobby. You can't really make a serious computer to work on.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world.
New world, where we are. Love for all and all of we, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Thunder only helps when it's raining.
Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. Take control of these airwaves here, 1-855-450-3733. Those other airwaves over there, you probably don't get to take control of those. They are run by the conserva clones, or the liberal clones of Rush Limbaugh, but kind of the reverse. Kind of what the liberal shows are like, right? Doing Rush Limbaugh's thing, but with a liberal perspective. 855-450-FREE. We don't do that here. We let you take control. You can bring up anything that you want. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. Head over there and enjoy all the features. And if you like the show, you can support Free Talk Live in a variety of different ways. One of those is by promoting us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And you'll see different ways to promote Free Talk Live on there. And they're mostly free. Some of them are very low cost, like, for instance, printing out flyers. Doesn't cost a whole lot of money to print things out, but there's a small cost involved. You can print out flyers. You can put web banners up on your site. You can also download graphics and then use those to do whatever you would like. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Also, instructions are there as to how to get a free bumper sticker. Once again, that's promote.freetalklive.com. You know, we need to add up there is Twitter. We need to add Twitter up there. It's not on that list of things to do. One of the things you can do with Twitter is you can retweet Free Talk Live, of course, when we post useful things that you think are interesting that your friends would enjoy. And you can also obviously follow us, but we're doing something new with Twitter besides posting to it more frequently, which is something we've been doing for the last several weeks. We've got a new, promotion, gimmick, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be Twitter Tuesdays. And obviously it's Monday right now, depending on which time zone you're listening to the show in. But when we're recording this, it is Monday. And so what we're doing is we're going to announce Twitter Tuesdays now. If you, within the next 24 hours or so, are to tweet at Free Talk Live. So if you're a Twitter person, you probably know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it means to put the at symbol in front of the words Free Talk Live all run together. Because that's our name on Twitter, twitter.com/freetalklive. All run together. So if you do at Free Talk Live on Twitter, whether it's just something, you know, whatever you want to say about Free Talk Live, at Free Talk Live us in the next 24 hours, and we will follow you on Twitter. So you'll be followed by Free Talk Live if you tweet at us within the next 24 or 27 hours or so. Make sense?
Makes sense.
Okay. So people are already doing it. We're already following them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the value is to the following and all that stuff, but
people want followers,
yeah,
so
sure.
Free Talk Live will follow you if you tweet at us. And it helps us, because if you tweet at us, then that helps with search results and, you know, creates trends involving Free Talk Live. And at the very least,
I've seen that.
At the very least, it'll alert your friends to Free Talk Live, the people that are following you on Twitter. So there you go.
I'm one of those old people that doesn't get Twitter.
You are?
Yeah.
I didn't get it for a long time. I feel like I have a slight grasp on it at this point.
I know how to do it.
Yes. We are better at Twitter now than we've ever been. And we are now getting into the point where we're doing this Twitter Tuesdays thing, and so we're going to be doing it next week and the week after that. So if you're listening to the podcast, like last week we tried this out just randomly on a Wednesday, and it worked really well. We got dozens of people tweeting at Free Talk Live, and we followed them all back. So that worked. And so we're going to do it regularly because we announced it on the show, just kind of off the cuff, like, hey, let's try this out. Next 24 hours, if you tweet at Free Talk Live, we'll follow you back. We had a guy tweet at Free Talk Live yesterday. And so I had to respond to that saying, well, look, we're only doing this on Twitter Tuesday, so you have to tweet at us tomorrow because we want it all to happen in a short time frame because then it's more relevant to searches and things like that. It's more exciting. You know, we can build something around it at that point. If we're just always saying, hey, tweet at us anytime and we'll follow you, it would be very difficult for us.
Trending.
Because, right, because then we have to, you know, we've got to click on everybody that tweets at us, and it takes time to follow people. So we're going to compress that into that 124, 27-hour period. So starting tonight, even though it's technically Monday, we're calling it Twitter Tuesdays, and you can do that, and we appreciate it. So once again, tweet at Free Talk Live on Tuesday. So if you're a podcast listener and you're hearing this later in the week, you know that on Tuesday, whether you're listening live or not, if you tweet at Free Talk Live, we'll follow you back. So 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Eric has been waiting patiently in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live, Eric.
Hey, sitting on hold, I got a bunch of topics to talk about. But
okay, pick one or two.
You're correct about the Apple thing. They're very proprietary when it comes to any of their stuff, especially with their apps. They vet everything. Unlike with Android, you don't even have to, like, root your phone to install third parties to Android. So that's, you're right on that part. I was calling a few calls back. The guy was called to follow up on the GMO thing, and I had one thing about that Mark and Stephanie touched on yesterday, but it was extremely quick. But it comes to the Terminator seeds.
Yes.
Which basically they were talking about seed saving and Monsanto coming after them for saving the genetically altered seeds. But if my next door neighbor is growing a crop that uses this basically a Terminator seed, and I'm using heirloom seeds on my crop, and their pollen cross-pollinates with me, I save all my seeds, but then plant them next year, and nothing grows.
You're screwed, yeah.
You're totally screwed. So when it comes to something like that, it almost like any other kind of, you are polluting your neighbor's land, or something like
that.
Yeah,
that's a good point. I mean, if you're a farmer and the Monsanto Terminator seed blows onto your crop, you should have the ability to sue for damages.
Right, and like with our current system, like that would ever get you anywhere. You'd be, if you were a farmer, you'd be totally bankrupt because you wouldn't know by the time all your stuff didn't grow, you'd be underwater, you know, so.
Yikes, but instead Monsanto is suing the people who end up getting cross-pollinated product, you know, crops with the Monsanto product. If they are not a Monsanto customer, they could possibly face a lawsuit, which is one of the things y'all were talking about last night.
Yeah.
Right, and especially if they start going into other types of crops that start having these Terminator seeds, if something may be cross-pollinated with wild plants, and then we start having all these other effects farther down the chain.
Now, isn't that also true with, somebody mentioned hybrid seeds last night, and these hybrid seeds only grow one crop, right? So aren't they?
I don't think that the hybrid seeds only grow one crop.
I thought I heard that guy say that last night.
I think that with a hybrid seed, let's see.
Do you know, Eric?
Go ahead.
It's kind of a mixed bag. Some of them will grow. Some of them will grow something completely different.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
Just like, you know, if you take, say, a Gala apple and you plant the seed from the Gala apple, you might get a totally different tree because that seed has nothing to do with the Gala apple that it's in.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I thought that had to do with grafting, but, you know, I'm no
expert
in
that. In theory, wouldn't, you know, couldn't hybrid plants also, you know, cross-pollinate and screw up an heirloom batch?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if something like that could happen.
Are there lawsuits about that? Do farmers, you know, go after each other who, you know, cross-pollinate?
Not that I know of. I haven't looked into this particular topic too much. I was just thinking about it that you could totally screw your next door neighbor or on accident, and you never know that type of thing.
Maybe it's just because that's just the way it goes. You know, hey, you can't help but the wind's going to be cross-pollinating crops and things like that. That's how it's going to be. But that hasn't saved the farmers from being sued by Monsanto, apparently. And I wonder how many of those...
That happened with a rapeseed farmer up in Canada that their next-door neighbor was growing the Roundup, you know, resistant kinds. And then over, you know, 5-10 years, his crop basically ended up getting the mutation to resist Roundup. And Monsanto came over and sued him because they had the DNA mixed with their own plant. So then...
When it comes to this suing thing, when Monsanto comes down on you as just sort of a regular farmer, you're not going to have
done.
A chance in the civil system as it exists today. And, I mean, you can't afford to fight them.
I wonder how many of those suits end up with a settlement out of court as opposed to somebody fighting
all
and actually...
Them.
You know, but I wonder, like, could you fight that and win and just be like, what the hell am I supposed to do? I'm downwind. How am I supposed to... prevent myself from being infected by your technology.
Reasonable, and I don't know.
Maybe
right,
it's just that they're too scared to take it that far because it would be too expensive.
Even the ones who have taken it that far, the justice system is so stacked in the big guy's favor that the little guy doesn't have a chance at all. And even with some of these cross-pollinations, they're just like the plants that are growing along the road because seeds from previous crops have flown off of a truck from down the way. So, it's
thanks for sharing tonight, Eric. I appreciate the information, and thanks for the call. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, as we are preparing for hour number three, which is coming up. You can take control, bring up anything that you'd like. 1-855-450-3733. Coming up, teenager investigated by the FBI over a video about Ron Paul. It's Free Talk Live.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.